Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance at Dell, right up until 9:30, where he'll join us at 9 on ESPN 97.5. Wow, what a bombshell. Federal documents detail sweeping potential NCAA violations involving high-profile players, including players that are currently playing in college basketball. How about this? This is so NBA agent Andy Miller and his former associate, Christian Dawkins, and their agency, ASM Sports. Christian Dawkins detailed, documented, logged every payment, every meeting, every dinner with every coach and every player ever that he paid off or gave money to in exact amounts, so that, I guess, for business purposes, for their debit sheet, I guess he did this just so he knows, well, here's, you know, hey, I got to get this paid back. Look what I paid to Malcolm Brogdon. I got to get that back to Isaiah Whitehead, Tim Quarterman. So Markelle Fultz, all of these names are in this, how much he paid exactly, whether what it was for, an ATM withdrawal, a loan to the mom, a plane ticket. Brian Bowen, who had been in the middle of the NCAA for a while over his transfer and whether and how that was going, he had plane tickets given to him and his mom and his dad for which is illegal, about $1,500 worth. All kind. Benny Boatwright, Eric Davis, who's a current player for Texas, according to documents, he received $1,500.
No, that's not going to be true. Texas would never do that. My wife told me. Nope.
You don't think? Well, if Shaka didn't know anything about it, that's one thing.
Right. He obviously didn't know anything. No. Nobody did. My wife told me Texas would never cheat ever. So I'm going to believe her because she's my best friend. We talked about this yesterday or day before yesterday.
Wait a minute. Your best friend never lies to you? Best friend can lie. She's your best friend doesn't mean you.
She wouldn't lie about
that. Oh, yeah, she would lie about Texas. That's her best friend.
She would. And Texas would never lie.
Maybe she's your best friend, but her best friend is Texas.
And Texas would never lie to us either. They would never lie to anybody. They told Chris Sims' dad that Chris Sims is going to play right away. And did they lie? No. They did. And it really helped the team because they got rid of, they were able to push Major Applewhite, the conference player of the year, aside.
Right.
Like, we got to get this guy in.
Did they lie?
Did they lie to Garrett, what is his name, the terrible quarterback?
Gilbert?
Yeah. Did they lie to Garrett Gilbert? They said, we won't recruit any quarterback. Mac Brown sat there in his room and said, we're not going to recruit any other quarterbacks after you. You're going to be it. No other quarterbacks. We're going to ride or die with you, homie.
Well, I don't know if he said we're going to ride or die with you,
That's
homie.
That's probably because when he's in the living rooms, Mac kind of.
You think Mac kicks that up like that?
Yeah, and he was telling
the
truth.
I don't think ride or die was a thing when he was recruiting Garrett Gilbert.
It was a thing. It was a thing. DMX had already. I'm not sure he put it out there.
I don't think so.
Maybe Mac
made it up and DMX took it from Mac.
My question is, did Mac lie about that?
No.
I don't remember any other quarterbacks that could play getting recruited.
I don't remember
put
any other quarterbacks.
Put him in a funk for about eight years.
No, right. Without
They're still looking.
Well, do you guys, okay, you can give up on that, okay? You fulfilled your promise. So you can start recruiting quarterbacks now. Man, I'm telling you, this is sweeping. But I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. And I said this yesterday on the show. You know what's going to happen out of this? Nothing. You know why? Because it's too in-depth. It's too sweeping. I don't think, because you're going to have to penalize every single team. And what they're going to do is they're going to say, let's hit reset. Because there's just too much here for every university is going to be touched by this, especially every major university. And that's the golden goose. How are you going to kill the golden goose? There's only two revenue sports in all of college athletics. It's football and basketball. Do you think that they're going to be, okay, all right, let's suspend Texas. Let's suspend Kentucky. Let's suspend Michigan State, North Carolina, Duke. They're all named in this thing. Alabama, USC, all of them are named. How in the hell are you going to, what are you going to do?
That's the thing is, well, this is the other problem. When you wait long enough and you let it keep and you let it run its course and you just let, and there's no regulators in place, there's no way, you know, you don't put it in check early. This is what happens. It infects. I mean, it's just a cancer that infects all of college basketball, and not at the lower levels, guys try, and not just, oh, Jerry Tarkanian, or, oh, you know, you pick or choose, right. That's a Calipari. Oh, that's Rick Pitino. You found out Rick Pitino and Calipari. They say, just like they said, what was it last week? Who was it who said literally every, like your top 50 programs are all going to be like top 50, like 38, 42.
No, the quote was Tennessee Chattanooga is going to be a 2 seed because everybody else is out. That's it.
we'll talk about this. We'll talk about this today. We've got some stuff going on. Spencer Hall from SB Nation, who's one of the best college sports guys. Have you ever spent any time with Spencer?
No.
He's phenomenal. He came down and wrote an article about Houston
two years
ago. No, for SB Nation. Oh. He came down. He's also the one who started Every Day Should Be Saturday, the website, which has been going on for a long time, that SB Nation bought, and now Spencer's a big part of that. And he's phenomenal. Great college football, college basketball. Very funny guy. He came to Houston and wrote an article about Houston 2 years ago with Tom Herman, where he studied. He went to University of Houston and went into the documents they had. I can't remember what it's called, where he had DJ, like he was going through DJ Screws, all of his. He had two boxes of, I can't remember what the name is, but when you have boxes of things that DJ Screw donated, he studied all, like he's a big fan of Houston area rap culture, and he wrote about that. He wrote about the food scene. He wrote about Tom Herman, University of Houston, the city of Houston's diversity. It was the best article about Houston I have ever. It's not even close. He's one of the only guys who I've ever seen captured what Houston really is. It was phenomenal. Highly recommend. You can Google it and go read it now, and it resonates, except for Cougar fans who don't have Tom Herman anymore.
Yes, they still always will. They always will have Tom Herman in their hearts.
Have hate in their hearts.
No love for Tom Herman.
One of the things I noticed, and the years of great
college football here.
One of the things I noticed,
yeah,
is,
two is plural. Duh.
And it was one great year.
No, two. They had two great years.
No, the second year involved losing to like Navy and Memphis.
Wasn't that's great. Okay? There was three losses.
I think they
lost three of their last five. Actually.
A giant lie.
No. I noticed with Tom Herman, by the way, U of H. It went Art Briles like kind of mad. This sucks. And then Kevin Sumlin, I'm mad. And then Art Briles. I mean, Tom Herman. It's not getting better every time they lose a coach. It's getting worse.
Yeah.
It's getting worse. Yeah. And Cole Kubelik.
So Spencer Hall is going to come on with us?
Spencer Hall is going to join us, and we'll talk about the basketball scenario.
So in the pregame, in the pre-show meeting, you told us, or you texted all the...
It just happened like 3 minutes ago in the middle F-boys. Of this segment.
You didn't text the boys?
The F-boys? I couldn't, because as we started talking, I said, you know what would be great? Because I just saw him tweet about, here's what Spencer said, 12,000 wouldn't buy off more than a 3-star running back's uncle. And so I said, you know who would be good on this show?
Yeah.
Spencer would be good.
Yeah.
So I direct messaged him. He said, sure, let me know. L-E-M-M-E. No.
Let me know. That's how you say Lemmy. Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, so Spencer Hall is going to join us, and he'll talk about this.
He's from Meat Camp, North Carolina. That's what it says on his Twitter.
Well, but this is, I'm telling you, I don't think anything is, if you want to know the truth, anything can come of this because it's so widespread. I just think that they're going to, they're going to let the chips fall where they're made. What they're going to claim is probably going to claim is let the we're going to have to let the FBI do its job. And when that is all that dust clears, then we're going to take a look at it. The FBI doesn't have to hand over its documents. Apparently, they handed them over to Yahoo, but they're not handing them over to the NCAA yet. Apparently, I don't know that maybe they have, and the NCAA is just holding on to it, going, "Holy crap, what do we do with this?" Yeah. I think the NCAA is between a rock and a hard place.
There is, in the world of college athletics, there is a belief that basketball, if they feel like, or at least some programs, if they feel like they're getting ready to go down and their football brethren is in the same boat and they're not getting any heat, that they will offer to help the NCAA clean it all up. And that will include everything they know about football. So the NCAA will be in a little game of chicken where they say, you know what, you're right. We got to get all of sports cleaned up. Here's what we've got on our football program, and here's what we've got on other football programs. And we've got these universities to help you with their football programs. And where the basketball programs will say, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You sure you want to do this? Because here's football. And we'll make sure that you have all the info you need. And then the NCAA will be forced with the task of cleaning up all of college athletics. Would probably wouldn't be a bad thing, but it would sure hurt in the short term. And here's the scary thing to them. They don't know what financial ramifications it would have on level of play, television ratings because of level of play or ineligible players. Like, that's going to be a scary – they're getting paid ton of money to deliver a certain product. So it will be interesting if basketball says, okay, let's do football.
Well, no, and then again, they can't. CBS, TNT, True TV have all paid so much money for this thing. How are you going to take all of these players? Right now, you could shut down Michigan State and Duke and North Carolina, Louisville, all of these programs. You can shut them all down right now, but you got to deliver to CBS and TNT and True TV. You have no option here but to just ignore this for as long as possible, and then you're right. Oh, really? Is this what's... Oh, I'm going down? All of college basketball is going down? Well, let's talk about football now. And then the millions, tens and hundreds of millions of dollars that are headed that way as well are going to be in jeopardy. So this is, again, I think that this is something that the NCAA is just going to have to turn a blind eye and say, well, you know what? We're just going to hit reset on all of this. But we're going to stop because... Here's the deterrent is this. Now, you can go to prison because these guys are finding out that they're in a world of hurt. The judge has declared, hey, listen, there was asked to get out of all of this by saying, who's hurt by this thing? The college has benefited. Nobody's hurt by this. So why are we on trial here? And the judge said, no, you're wrong. We're going to trial on this deal. You are in some trouble. I don't care if no one is hurt. I don't care if it was just college. The funny thing about this, too, is we're treating this like it's an FBI investigation, right? Mm-hmm. Into payments to kids in college basketball. And Pat Forty is like the Washington Post now, getting all this information, all these documents, FBI documents that he's able to publish. And it's like one gigantic Watergate scandal. It's college. It's $1,500 to a kid that wants to go to Duke or Michigan State. Who gives a rat's ass?
Because the bidding will keep going higher. You know why? Because
Who cares?
Because this is what happened. Now it's infiltrated all of sports. This is why basketball can't come out and say, or sports really, all of it can't say college players. Players, how dumb does the argument? Players should be paid. We need to pay players because they're playing and they can't even afford sandwiches and they can't even afford cookies. Like, bitch, we just gave somebody $50,000.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Well, but a lot of this is only like plane tickets or, you know, a lot of this is $1,500 here. Of course, this is Isaiah Whitehead, $37,000. Dennis Smith, $43,000.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's like, a lot. Dennis Smith needs to get paid. He can't.
Markel Fultz.
He can't buy shoes. Like, oh, he can buy shoes.
No, Benny he Boatwright. Can buy shoes. Benny Boatwright and his father, they received at least $2,000. Chimezie Metu got $2,000.
And this is only one agent, not what a school might have, or what a school would have funneled through a shoe place.
Yeah, by the way, this is just one guy.
What a shoe company might have handed out to get a guy to go to a school.
This is one guy who made the mistake of being way too organized and detailed.
And ASM. Who's ASM, by the way? ASM Sports Agency. Basically a no-name, and they're funneling all this money?
This is why the no-names have to do it.
Oh, right.
Because they got to buy their way. I got a friend of mine who's in the business, and he just said, and he's not a big agent, he just said, if you have to have a huge bankroll to start, because you're not going to get the biggest name guys. He said, even to get small guys, you've got to give them like stipends to, and when he said, and this is all legal, by the way, when you get them, and a lot of times you have to make promises, the very best workout facilities. They're a fifth rounder. You're not recouping a lot of that money. No. The very best workout facilities, the very best nutrition. They want a car when they're there. They want their boy to have a car. They want, like, it starts to add up.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't, and if you're a small guy, you can't screw up and miss on a guy because he could get all that stuff from you and then leave
before contract time.
They do it all the time.
All the time.
Antoine Peake, remember him?
Yeah.
He ran through three agents before the draft. He was just sucking money up from those guys and then bolting to the next guy.
And? All right, at 7:15, ESPN 97.5, I got to talk about...
Well, it seems rude. That's and. It's rude.
Well, but... So, that's the game. Sorry. We're being rude with you for cheating. You're with you cheaters. Oh, well. What are you going to do about it? Give me the VIN.com. That's what you're going to do about it. If an agent gives you a car and you want to sell it, you call my man, John Clay Wolf. All right? It's easy. Give me the VIN.com. Give me the VIN.com. You go to the website. You just put in what the car is, what kind of shape it's in, and the VIN number, okay? And that's it. And in literally in a minute or less, or a couple of minutes at most, you're going to get a quote back. And it's going to be kind of, it'll be right in the neighborhood. You may be able to say, wait, I can get more than that. And you can squabble over whatever it is that you want, but it's going to be pretty close to what you're going to get. And he says, okay, well, and then you get an offer from CarMax, and he says, well, I can't beat that. He'll send you $100. But here's the deal is there's no sense, makes no sense not to do this if you're going to sell your car. Whenever you're going to sell your car, find out exactly what it's worth from John Clay Wolf at GiveMeTheVIN.com, and then go with that. If he gives you the most, then you take it. And if not, then you go with the other one. GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Tell him you heard it right here.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 7:20, ESPN 97.5. Spencer Hall joining us. Now, every day should be Saturday.com, SB Nation, here on ESPN 97.5 to talk about this story and more. Right here. Spencer, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Man, we're doing great. Thanks for joining us this morning. How about this, all these revelations, all these documents? I find it kind of odd that this guy, Christian Dawkins, would leave these kind of papers laying around with all this evidence to destroy him.
His wife must be a tremendous nag because, I mean, why else would you be this organized?
I don't.
You'll never catch papers on me.
No.
Because I don't keep anything organized.
I forgot what I ate this morning. Yeah. I mean, come on. Dude, you left all this evidence laying around?
I don't know. This is kind of a pattern, man. You'll notice.
Yeah.
Nationally. On levels much larger and more important than this, the pattern is that you're just going to leave a whole lot of evidence out there because, I don't know, you know, there's a lot of dads out there who don't realize that the texts get hooked up to every Apple device.
Right.
There's a lot of dads out there who don't, and I'm serious, like in the current investigation of a very important figure attached to our president, one key piece of evidence in a 32-count indictment handed down yesterday, I am not lying, it centers on somebody who did not for, did not figure out how to convert something to a PDF. That's it. Okay? So this really doesn't surprise me, okay? Like, this is where you remember that if you're going to be corrupt, it helps to be disorganized. Because
guess what? No doubt.
You want a bagman who's going to lose the papers but keep the cash.
You know, all the shows I watch about serial killers, Dexter, meticulous in a way that you weren't going to catch him. But his meticulous nature also got him in a little bit of trouble. The same thing with the guy from The Fall, the killer from The Fall.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes when you're too meticulous in it, you know, but all of a sudden, what do you have to do? He had to write his little journal. Well, he wrote his little journal, kept mannequins like a creep.
That's how you
get caught.
Here's the thing, though. Is I just went down to Florida to cover the Astros, so I had to keep all my receipts. If I'm going to get paid back by the company, I need all of those receipts.
Right.
It seems Christian needed all of this
to reimburse
get reimbursed.
I got you.
Who's going to reimburse him if he doesn't have this?
Ultimately, I think, Spencer, these are write-offs.
Maybe he's trying to, like, maybe he's itemizing it for a write-off. Thinks that this is, like, tax deductible. And you know what? I don't know. In some of the states where college basketball is biggest, maybe it is on the books as a write-off. I don't know.
Is a write-off in Kentucky. It's got Louisville in Kentucky. Yeah, right. Come on. A write-off there.
So this is ASM Sports, Spencer. We were just talking about this. This is one agency that I'd never heard of before, quite frankly. How many agencies are out there? How many players? This is just the tip, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. This is one little dude, right? And if you think, like I did initially looking at it, and you go, oh, man, basketball players are cheap. Well, consider how many different agents are vying for the attention of these players and how many different sources of off-the-books kind of revenue and income. And even then, though, I will point out, okay, look at the average salary for an NBA player. And then take what you would consider to be the starter salary or the developmental league salary for that player. And then compare it to what they're making in college. I still think this is cheap. This is still well below, I think, what you would expect, which is, by the way, what you see in college. Like, when you consider what Cam Newton was allegedly, sold to Auburn for. Like, the prices involved are still just a pittance. They're still a percentage of what they're actually worth.
Yeah, you're probably, in a very real sense, if you're having a real conversation, you're probably right, which is what scares the NCAA, because that's why this no amount is going to... Look, you let it go and let it go and let it go forever in basketball. We know that AAU has controlled a lot of things. Shoe companies have controlled AAU. This has been something the NCAA has known about. I've known about a lot of this stuff since the late 90s. I'm sure it's just gotten worse and worse. And if you let it go on, it does metastasize. It is going to turn into something that ensnares substantially more programs. I will guarantee you the amount of programs who were involved in this 20 years ago was a lot lower than what it is today. But now it's the norm. And, Spencer, there is a school of thought by someone I spoke to who is in the basketball world who said, what's going to happen is if the NCAA starts really going full court press, there's going to be some basketball people through self-preservation that says, okay, let us also help you with our football program because we know about problems with this and we want to clean everything up. And then the NCAA is going to have to deal with the fact that, we're going to have to go after the golden goose, too. Can you see that happening, and how do you think that would go?
No, I don't, because the NCAA's influence over football is so slight and so small. They're really not invested. The reason you're hearing about this is because the NCAA, as an institution, is tied so closely to basketball by revenue, right? Follow the money. You can follow the money, and the NCAA's financial interests are aligned almost like so much of their revenue comes from the tournament, right? And preserving the value of the tournament as a TV property. And for something like this, where you have the players attempting to, from agents and from others, get a second revenue stream that goes to them, right? And remember, that's the central issue here, right? When you get down to it, the worst thing that the players have done here and the worst thing that the agents have done is that they've bothered to try to get more cash in the system and not divert any of it to the NCAA. That's the issue, right? We don't have a fair wage scale. This is, essentially a black market, and that's their chief issue here, right? I don't really know why the FBI is messing with this. I don't. I have no idea. I don't know what anybody's investment on a federal level would be in college basketball. I just don't. It's not like this money is going to buy rocket launchers in Afghanistan, right? It's not like this money's being funneled elsewhere. Okay, don't quote me on that. It might be. Like if somebody says, hey, you know what? Some of this money was traced to the Russian embassy in Argentina, this massive like cocaine deal that they've got going on. I'd go, okay, sure, I'll believe that, right? Especially if it's like out of the state of North Carolina, right? Like that's like if somehow you can link Duke basketball to that, I'm all for it, all right? But I don't know what the feds are doing here. I don't know what the purpose of this is because it only props up the system that doesn't give the players their fair shake. But that's my time on the soapbox.
Yeah, that's what – you know, I said that earlier. I said, this is – let's forget – not forget. Well, the FBI is involved in college basketball, and it's like 40 and Thamel are now the Washington Post breaking Watergate here. We've got documents. They must have been in a hotel room taking pictures of them. Yeah. I mean, what the hell is going on here?
Wait a minute. In this day and age of where – watch Kim Kardashian break the internet with a brand new toe ring. Like, this does qualify as major, major sports news.
And
I think it's almost like, what do we do with this? This isn't about Twitter reacting to Buster Posey taking his kid on a shopping spree. Twitter says this. Twitter says, wait, Twitter didn't say anything? This is an actual real story?
Yeah, but no, but he's right. It's like Tim Quarterman got $16,000. Who cares? Who cares?
Well, it's illegal.
Get paid. You know, pay taxes on it. That's what.
That's the problem.
That's the idea, right?
Right.
Like I don't mean FBI. If that's what their chief case is here, okay. You got somebody who might have taken what, 5 figures? Okay. You might want to talk to somebody's dad about that weekend in Biloxi where he cleaned up at the roulette table. All right. But that's not going to happen, right? We're not going to talk about everybody who's got under the table income here, right? This is a special category, and I have no idea why it would be an FBI priority. If you want to pay taxes on it, cool. If this is an NCAA enforcement issue, cool. Is it a story? Absolutely, because I think more than anything, it highlights what I think are the relatively small amounts involved here, right? This is some petty pimping. This is like small change compared to what it could be or what it might be with larger agents, right? So I'm not saying it's not a story. I just don't know what like the federal oversight issue is here, especially when, I don't know, FBI's got some other things going on, I've heard.
Yeah, well, they've got some other interests. But the other thing that John mentioned is, Spencer, and we're visiting with Spencer Hall from Every Day Should Be Saturday and SB Nation. We don't know. I mean, this is one man's documents. We don't know. I know a football player who was getting paid by, you know, multiple sources. Of course, those were agents vying for there. But this is really as well, in a way. So how do we know that this is just not, you talk about these are small numbers, but how do we know that this is just a small tentacle of what is a much larger octopus here at work?
I think that's probably the case, right? That would be the logical thing to think. Go, okay, we have this one small agent who's got very detailed records of payments to players. What's to keep a player from doing that with multiple agents? That's been the case in college football, right? You remember that's a facet of the Reggie Bush case at USC, right? That he right. had this guy who was going to, you know, work with him on marketing. Mm-hmm. He took money and never signed with him. That was the chief issue there, right? I don't think that's uncommon. I don't think agents are, by the way, being suckered by this. I think they know that these are retainers to stay in the game for a much larger payoff down the road.
Oh, no right? question.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
These, no question.
These are essentially, you know, keeping your interest on retainer.
These are PSLs.
The player,
these are just
interest in the agent.
Yeah,
right?
These are the personal seat licenses.
In any business, if you're a broker, you're going to have losses.
It's a transfer fee.
That's all. Or you're gonna hit some losses. You're gonna hit a percentage of guys. You're gonna hit a percentage of your stocks. You're gonna hit a percentage of your, and you just gotta take the losses. If you're a gambler, you're gonna have your losses. But you know what? If you hit 58%, then you're gonna break even. And that's what they're doing here. Is there no? Right. They know that guys are gonna take them and that they're gonna invest in them and they're gonna go somewhere else. But they're gonna hit some guys and they want to hit the big ones. And you never know who that big one is gonna be. Spencer Hall from Every Day Should Be Saturday. .com and SB Nation with us here on ESPN 97.5. We got to break it there. Spencer, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate you hanging.
Oh, hey, my pleasure, gentlemen.
All right, Spencer Hall right here.
When are you
here.
Getting back down to Houston? It's been a minute.
Oh, yeah. Anytime.
Well, come on. Come in studio when you get down here.
Hey, we got some new food places. Our underbelly spots turning into Underbelly Steakhouse, so, you know.
if that interests you.
Oh, that's cool. I just lost, like, you know, 10 pounds just from not watching football. So it's time to put, like, 20 back on it.
That's
the weekend.
Right.
Let's do it.
Yeah, no problem. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, we can help you put on 20 in a weekend.
Don't worry.
You were here doing the food scene. You know.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thanks, Spencer.
Spencer Hall with us here on ESPN 97.5. Good stuff. Time to talk a little Trailer Wheel and Frame right now. That's my peeps over at Trailer Wheel and Frame. I think we're going to be there next Friday, though. Is that the truth? I think that's the truth. I think... I don't know if it's the truth, but it is the, it's something that I'm believing in right now. I think next Friday is going to be the day. Maybe Gilbert will come by. That would be totally sweet if he could stop by. No, it's a little ways away. We're going to be there in March. Actually, we're going to be there on March 16th. And that's the second day of the tournament, actually. So we want you to come on by and hang out with us there at Trailer Wheel and Frame. But you can go anytime and take care. It's one source for all of your trailer needs. If you're looking for the tires, the amount of tires that they have at Trailer Wheel and Frame is unbelievable. It's unbelievable, all of the accessories that they have for your trailer. And who knew that all of this stuff, they'll weld, they'll wire, they do the inspect, they do all of the stuff that you have to have right now at 8222 I-45 North, the Canino exit. You're looking for the best trailer business in the history of trailer businesses. There's one spot to go. It's 8222. It's trailerwheel.com. See for yourself. See all of the Ranch King trailers. Spectacular. The lifetime warranty on the composite flooring. The 100-year warranty. The 100-year warranty on the composite. And the lifetime warranty on the frame tells you these things are meant, and they stand behind them. They will last forever. Get there at trailerwheel.com, trailerwheel.com, 281-931-7777, or 8222 I-45 North, the Canino exit.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Big day today. Dal, did you know that it's Gilbert's birthday today?
Is it really?
I think that it is. His birthday is just, a couple of weeks after mine. And this is a special, special day. It's Gilbert's birthday. So let's wish him a happy birthday here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Gilbert. Yeah, nothing changes on his birthday, if you want to know the truth. Let's hear. You're not there? Gilbert. There he is. I was worried that maybe he wasn't breathing on his birthday. But he's breathing. He's snoring. Yeah, he's right.
Has he been on this week?
He has not been on this week.
I know he had a 2-hour wait either early this week or late last week. So I wonder if he got the message.
It's his birthday.
I know. So, and we got him on, but he's not ready to talk.
He's ready. He's talking right now.
Well, I don't hear him.
So while he's waiting, this reminded me we're gonna start a new segment called How You Livin'.
Mm-hmm.
How You Livin'.
Not on this show.
Yeah, no, well, do you see what shirt Lance wore today?
What's he wearing?
L-I-V-I-N.
Well, that is a segment reserved for the Raheel and Dell show.
No, but he's got
that's all
funny.
The segments, they make the segments just for their shows. No, and if we try to do a segment, it gets crapped on.
Weekly Apologies is coming up later. You won't be here for it, but that'll be on the John Raheel and Dell show.
Dell comes in here with an idea.
Can I make up a segment we do?
He comes in here with an idea, and he goes, oh, yeah, well, I was at the... what store were we at?
Just say pizza.
And dude left his baby out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was okay, we'll talk about it. No. That's for mine and Raheel's show.
I know.
What the bleep?
Yeah.
No. How about we talk about
a segment where they would call it throw shade, but you on blast. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Where we used to do it where you have on blast Tuesdays. and you could put things and people and your own coworkers and stuff on.
Yeah,
but that was a good way. That was a good way to get it out there publicly,
right?
Without you could put a fake name.
These two stole it. Isn't it
on the show you're on?
You two thought of it, and you call. That's not how you do it, John. This is the rules, John. And Lance has been
so
doing
can we do
Ben on, had.
Yeah,
so Ben had
can
throw
we do
shade.
On, you know what I don't care about? What
ben
Lance
had.
Ben had.
Can we do on
care.
Blast? Can we do that? Or will it just,
sure,
we have to hear how it's already, you already do
well,
it?
Well, seeing as how they stole your and just called it something
you,
different.
You no. can do it, but I won't be a party to the creative process.
Oh,
when
if
are
you?
You?
If you want
yeah.
to,
yeah,
you
right.
wanna, if you want to come in here and run the music, because I will not be part of a thing that takes away from Throw Shade
we'll
Thursday.
Get a new producer then.
That's fine for that segment. Get a producer in here who can
run. Jose? You know who really wants to produce the show? Jose.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He wants to be part
of
it.
I'm sure he wants to work more and not get paid for it.
Wait, what's Gilbert doing?
Get paid.
Gilbert's got
there's
some kind of
terrible going on.
Gilbert's some kind of alien coming in. And
I don't
and,
even believe this, by the way.
It is his birthday.
I don't believe
no,
this.
No, it is his birthday.
You really like when he was dying?
Yeah. No. This is his birthday. His birthday's right after mine.
You're sure?
Yeah.
Because he's had like 7 birthdays this year.
No.
I had a bunch of birthday calls last at the other station, too.
No. This is his birthday.
I'm like, it's not your birthday. February, it's coming up in a birthday.
No, it's February 23rd. It's Gilbert's birthday.
You're sure?
Yeah. Mattress Mack's the 11th.
Why do you know Mattress Mack?
Because he always has a giant. You know, he's like 68. He had 68% off. I mean, he's been doing that since he was like 50. Hey. Yeah, you're 50% off, and I'm like, wow. And dude has been does that every year. How are you going to do 68%? What about when he's 90?
Especially marked items, 68%. Like, 90%. What about this one? No, this
no,
one, no.
No,
this one, no.
No,
everything in the back room, that, like,
that
man.
Paper table right there.
Yeah.
No, he'll put it on sale. He'll put stuff on sale.
Folding table,
68% off. Okay, yeah. Anyway, so it is Gilbert's birthday. So as soon as Gilbert wakes up, he'll be on the show or something.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we got. Yeah, I just found it odd that he's wearing his Livin LIVIN shirt.
LIVIN,
and you guys are going to start a new segment today.
It's not new. We've done it the last couple weeks.
What is it?
You just tell people how your day, what you're going to do on the weekend. Like Raheel has weekends that are pretty much dedicated to his children or his child and his family. My weekend pretty much consists of sleeping in and watching Netflix and then going and seeing a movie, and he's very jealous. Now, I have a basic weekend, but it doesn't involve waking up with kids, so he's jealous of mine. We want to hear how people are going to spend their Fridays because the work week can be kind of arduous for some people. Just to let people brag or say, hey, I'm sleeping in, I got to cut the grass. We want to know how our listeners
or
are
it's a crappy weekend where you got to mow the lawn and paint the garage, all that crap.
We want to know how our listeners, the people we love, are going to spend their 2 days.
All right. That's a good. I'm glad it's on your crappy show.
The people they love.
Yeah. We do love our listeners. Shortest wait times in the industry, unlike this show.
Right. No. Did we get Gilbert in?
You don't love your listeners.
You made him wait for 2+ hours.
You don't love your listeners.
We love them. I don't love you. I love our listeners.
You don't love them.
Yep.
Tolerate.
I love him.
Tolerate is a fair word.
I love him, hoes.
You don't let him hoes.
I do love
you
him. Tolerate
you hate
hoes.
All people.
I love him.
You hate all people equally.
To be fair, I'm not a huge fan of anyone who listens from 7 to 9 because, really, are you here for Lance? That's embarrassing.
No.
But from 9 to 1, or not, no, excuse me, 9:30 to 1, I love them people.
We got to work on getting a new producer.
Yeah.
Like, seriously? We really need to have somebody who's working together.
Who wants
like
to
a unit that
be
works
part
together
of the show?
As a collective.
Part of the show.
I'm just going to let
you
know.
And then let Dell sleep.
I'm just let you know, our roster's like the Texans. They ain't got much depth here. But
no. Well, I need to make some calls so we can get some depth. Let Dell sleep.
Let's talk about, how about if Dell wanted to rent out his house and live closer as opposed to.
It'd be welcome.
So listen, if you're in Clear Lake, if you're in Beaumont, they've got an office in Beaumont where Renters Warehouse says, listen, there's a lot of people that need to rent in Beaumont. They want to rent houses in Beaumont.
Yeah.
In Katy. Katy is spectacular. And if you're sick of your commute from Katy every single day, the people love to rent houses in Katy.
Yeah, but you know, this is what I found. I was talking to Richard Drake. He was at the event just the other night, our party that was here, and I was talking. Did you know that outlying suburban areas are some of the best? Because I didn't think that would be the case.
Oh, no.
He said, oh, it's the best. He said, give us a three-story house, you know, 2,500, 2,900, 32 square feet, 100 square feet. It doesn't matter. He said, that's, he said, you get more house for the dollar, that some people want to do that. And he said, and when it's a bad economy, people will flock out to the suburbs for the, you know, for better prices for their, you know, absolutely, for the dollar. He said, that's almost recession-proof, the rental market in the outlying areas, which I didn't realize. So whether you have something that is bigger in Houston, smaller in Houston, bigger or smaller on the outlying areas, they can get it rented out for you. You pay one low monthly fee, and they are going to market your property. They'll find you renters, and they'll make sure that your property is taken care of as well, and rent is collected on time. Renterswarehouse.com, 713-224-RENT. That's 713-224-RENT.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 748 ESPN 97.5. Apparently, Michael Thomas, Saints wide receiver, who is freaking good, okay? Michael Thomas is a beast. He says somebody that you got to look at early in fantasy next year.
As long as Drew's the quarterback, which he will be.
Yeah.
He's tweeted, way better than I thought he was going to be.
He's at Can't Guard Mike. At Can't Guard Mike on Twitter. Mike Mayock is a complete square. I am who I always said I am. And they was all lapped after year one, no hesitation. None are wide receiver ones tables turn.
What?
You want me to translate, John?
Okay. None are ones, right?
Yeah, none are actual wide receiver ones.
Tables
yeah.
turn fast. Don't even put my name in the same category. No more. Please and thank you. S-H-H-H. Shh. And then, yeah, I said it, and now you know. Go check the numbers. His numbers were pretty good. 104 passes caught. 1,245 yards, 5 touchdowns. Michael Thomas is a hell of a wide receiver.
He is.
And I truly believe he's going to be, by the time next year runs around, he's going to be a top 12 pick next year in fantasy drafts.
Here's my thing with this, because I deal with this. I live in this world. Yes. Tease Tabor got all mad at me. Quincy Wilson, who I'm ultimately going to be right about when he gets moved to safety. That's just going to be his tough luck. None of these guys will keep the receipts on when you're right on them. I guarantee you that much. The same thing with people on Twitter who come at you, and then when you're right, like me with Zeke Elliott and the Cowboys and Cowboy fans who are saying what they said whenever
butthurt.
I had them there. They disappear. People disappear. One guy, we're on the mark for a $300 wager. On something. I said, post up, and I'll post up, and then we'll see what happens. So he posted up, and I posted up. I said, good. Because don't just talk about it. Be about it if you want to do this. You know where to find me?
Bet?
It's about Bradley Chubb and where he's going to get drafted. Now the guy realizes he's got a loser, and that's why I made him post up before he realized.
What did you say, top five?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going to lose. He's going, oh, you're so wrong. He's barely in the first. I'm like, well, post up then, bitch. Post
whoa,
up then.
Whoa.
I'm tired of y'all talking. Don't talk
time.
About it. Be about it.
That's
yeah,
the second
that's right.
time he used that word.
I said it. I meant it. And well, I will represent it.
What was the bet? Top,
bitch.
Top five.
I said that.
Top five or what?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
said top five?
So, guy, no, yes.
Or is that the under-over?
Yeah, it's the over-under.
Oh, five.
Because I said, this guy's the best passer. Oh, he's not Arden Key's better. I'm okay.
Oh.
You don't even do this. You don't even do this, son.
Arden Key's
so now here's the
most
thing, though.
Overrated
but here's
guy
the
in
thing,
this
though. It's for, it's going to charity. It's going to charity. Mine is going to go to help my guy in Belize sent money to help in Houston and all that stuff. So I'm going to send it back. $300 to help with libraries in Belize because they're doing a lot. Their restaurant and their place is doing a lot for that. And his is he does work in I think in Zimbabwe.
Well, why so you got to call him a biznatch?
Because that's really more Twitter. just in general. That's just trolling.
You're angry with
Twitter. That's trolling. Yeah, because they tell me I spend hours doing this, and they try to tell me my business. I don't mind if I'm wrong. I swear to God, I don't mind if I'm wrong. I want to be wrong on some stuff, especially if it's Houston related. If I think something's not going to happen and it happens, I want to be wrong.
Yeah.
That's okay. But we live in a culture where you can't be wrong. You would rather just go down with the ship and be an a-hole about it. And so my whole thing is, look, these players are going to get mad because all they're going to do is cherry pick anything that if you didn't put them on the pedestal that they think they should be on, they're going to be mad. If they do well, they're going to let you know about it. If they don't do well, they'll slink into oblivion. That's how it's going to work.
Yeah.
And Mayock is never disrespectful, ever. Mike Mayock does not disrespect players. Mike Mayock is very respectful. He does not give aggressive, hard, cutting personal analysis at all. He doesn't. Mike Mayock is one of the, you know, I think he's very good at what he does, but Mike Mayock never gets personal. He never gets personal. And Mike Thomas, I just think that's kind of a whole move, honestly. For Mike Thomas to come out and try to put somebody just square on blast because you didn't like where they had you. You didn't like where they had you slotted in a draft. You know what? Get out there and say, this is going to be for all the guys who doubted me. Mike Mayock, I know you doubted me, whatever. But to get personal, like he never got personal with Mike Thomas. Never made it personal. Mm-hmm. And when Mike Thomas is sliding into Daniel Jeremiah's DMs, hitting him up before the draft and just crying like a baby before then, I mean, you know, and DJ handled that well. When Quincy and T's try to come after me this last year, like this grown-ass man is just hating it. I'm not hating. I just don't think you're fast, T's. You ran a 4.7 at your pro day. You're slow as piss. You are what you are. You're slow, but you got great ball skills and instincts. I like you. I wish you ran faster. It's not personal. You ran a 4.7. I didn't trip you, dude. That's not me. And Quincy, it's not my fault you give up separation off press. It's all on tape. We can watch it together. You gave up separation. I think you'd be a better safety. I think you're a second round guy. You got drafted in the second round. What's hating about that?
No, that's hate.
I'm just giving you analysis, and it's not personal.
No, if you say anything negative,
I don't know these dudes, and I don't want any of them to fail. I want them all to succeed.
Right.
But that's what we're going to deal with more and more, especially in the Twitter age, especially with these sensitive ass college players now, super sensitive. They're gonna have feelings. They have feelings for life.
Millennials,
like they catch some soft ass feelings from the time they get to school, just soft as shit.
Well, because they've always been soft. They've never been criticized. They've always been coddled.
This is just strengths and weaknesses. Trust me, they would cry. They would lay in a fetal position crying if they saw an actual scouting report from a team, because they will cut you on a personal level. They will go down considered soft in the locker room, not a leader, not like they will go get stuff from your teammates, from your skill position guy. They will go get real stuff on you. They will go get real stuff on you. I'm not doing that. I'm not getting personal. I'm just, hey, and if I miss, I miss. I don't mind that. I do 500 a year. I've done 2,000 of these. I have plenty of L's in my
profile. Yeah. Well, but you know what? If it's a motivating thing for them, but now going after the guy just because he was wrong or you know what? Guys are wrong all the time.
Mike Mayock, you have to project.
You know what? Michael Thomas, all those guys that didn't draft you in front, all those teams.
I know.
They were all wrong too. I mean, you're going to go after Mike Mayock because he didn't believe that you were the top wide receiver? Okay. But now this is a different deal, though. Bill Polian. This is a little bit different. Bill Polian is kind of, well, Bill Polian, I think, is losing it. Last week he had one thing. This week now he's got something else. Listen to what he said about the Browns and Johnny Manziel.
It has none of the problems that Johnny Manziel had. Cleveland got what they deserved.
That's true.
When people did their homework on Johnny Manziel, as everybody will on Baker Mayfield, they were well aware that Johnny had problems that might affect his playing in the National Football League. And Cleveland ignored them.
So they got what they deserved, he went on to say. Well,
yeah.
Then there's this.
That's fine to say that, right. However.
Except he did have this tweet. Johnny Football has magic, and Cleveland owes it to their fans to draft him, not only in the first round, but fourth overall. That was Bill Polian's tweet.
What? When was
Tweets
that?
Don't go away.
No. When was that?
2014.
No. What? When, though? What month?
I have to
look. Oh, I don't know what month it was.
You know, it's actually in my sports map article, because Bill Polian set me off because of stuff like that. It was obviously during the draft process. I have to find it. I don't remember.
You know, unless Bill now here's something. He could tweet that in
But you can't do that.
He could tweet that in January or early February and then get information from teams like, dude, this guy's on Molly, this guy's that, and did he tweet out later
say don't do it, Cleveland?
That's what I don't know. Did anyone find that, do the work on that?
No. I don't know.
I don't know. Did he? Because if he did, then that's disingenuous to cherry pick something that was early in the process. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But if he didn't, that looks really bad because it looks incredibly inconsistent. And Bill Polian has had a very inconsistent month.
It wasn't that early. It was April 29th.
That's not early at all.
No.
That's the draft.
That's
the day of the draft.
The day of the draft.
That's the day of the draft.
So that's...
Yeah. And that year, I can't remember if it was a little bit later. No, I think that was literally the day of the draft. Yeah, that's not that late. That's right there. So Bill Polian, 100% looks incredibly inconsistent.
The NFL draft.
May 8th was the draft.
So about a week plus.
Yeah, no, that's still too late for...
Yeah.
If Bill Polian should have known...
By then.
They got what they deserve. I mean, in hindsight, you got to change how you position it. And you could say, look, I was on board with the whole Manziel thing, too. And then I heard from teams who said this, and this. You got to position
it. He didn't do that.
I know, and he didn't. And that's why...
And they got what they deserve.
And that's why he's going to get...
He's getting destroyed right now. He's getting embarrassed.
Now, his Lamar Jackson stuff, he's just approaching that like an old school GM. And there's nothing wrong with how he said it, but then whenever he, you know, well, first of all, he's got to know in this day and age you can't do that. You're going to get slammed.
It looks a little racist.
Daniel Jeremiah's got when he Josh Allen's and all that stuff, but Daniel Jeremiah has Lamar Jackson fifth in his quarterback, second round pick. Daniel Jeremiah came out and just said, if somebody told me, if I were Lamar Jackson, somebody asked Daniel Jeremiah on All Access. Now, keep in mind, he has him fifth in the quarterbacks. If somebody did that to me, you know, if somebody said, we want you to move to wide receiver, and I'm in a meeting with them, I'm Lamar Jackson, I would say, I appreciate your time. I look forward to playing you.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL Network put that quote on a little, you know, digital card and tweeted it out, and people went bananas like this. And Lamar Jackson retweeted 100, 100, 100, and thank you. So Daniel's like, I kind of became the champion for Lamar. He goes, I got him fifth in my quarterbacks, like a second round grade. Yeah, but I'm now known as the champion.
When is fifth being? You say it all the time. I got you as my sixth wide receiver. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Why is this a bad thing?
It's not. In this particular instance, it's all the flavors that you like.
Yeah,
it's all
right.
I mean, to me, Lamar could end up being a massive failure if he goes to the wrong offense.
Or he could also be the best quarterback in this draft.
That's what I'm saying. He has some of the highest ceiling floor, like one of the biggest chasms. Like I don't see it with Josh Allen.
Will he be? Michael Vick said he's going to be a better pro than he was a college player. This is a possibility.
Oh, he's a really good college
he was a Heisman Trophy winner.
I don't know if I'm ready to say that, Mike, but I thought you were going to say, Vic was going to say he's going to be better than me.
Well, and he said he is me. He's.
Do you know Vic was his mentor, like, and then his mom shooed Vic away, which is not good. In this particular instance, Vic needed to be his mentor because Vic has made some changes. He's gone through a lot of stuff.
The mom thing is scaring me with Lamar.
And shooed Vic away, and now Vic's out of the picture. And Vic is the guy he idolizes. Right. That would be a great guy who's been through a
Lamar's
lot of that
gotta
stuff.
Lamar's got to get off the teat. He's really got to get mom out of the pick. I mean, mom, step back now. It's my
mom's
time. Moms. Hey, moms, you know what you need to do? Worry about the windows. That's what you need to do, moms, instead of worrying about, you know, being my quarterback coach. What you need to do is get the new duration window, moms. What you need to do, the Simonton duration window is as good a window as they're getting. Get the name brand. Get the quality window. Get it from a big company. Get it from someone that you can trust. Get it installed by someone who's been there and done that for 30 years, 40,000 customers, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. That's what Allied Siding and Windows is. That's what Simonton Duration Windows are. Industry-leading 100-year warranty on Simonton Duration Windows. Call Allied, 30-second call. And that just sets up no high-pressure sales pitch, just a free estimate, a 30-minute meeting. That's it. Leonard says, "You do it or don't. You know what? We're blowing and going. We got so much work. We're okay. But here's the deal. You want the best. You want somebody who's going to stand behind it. You want somebody who's not going to disappear midway through the process. 713 Windows. Yeah, and... tell them I sent you, get a $500 Amazon certificate with a whole home window purchase. You also get 100% financing, zero down, zero interest for 18 months. 713-946-3697. Allied Siding and Windows, affordable, local, reliable.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.